The book of Genesis 14, 17 through 20. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands. And he gave him a tithe of all. Here we can see three interesting images: Abraham, Melchizedek, and the Valley of Kings, which is Shaveh. What are they? Abraham represents a person who has grown into the full measure of the growth of Christ, Apostle Arkady writes, one who has taken on the responsibility of saving his soul and to destroy the stronghold of death within his body and erect the stronghold of incorruption in its place. Meeting Melchizedek, the king of Salem, in Shaveh, the Valley of the Kings, Abraham separated for Melchizedek, the king of Salem, a tenth and best of his possessions to demonstrate his love and to acknowledge his authority. The image of Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of God Most High, represents the image of Christ in the form of our king and our high priest, to whom Abraham brought a tithe from the best of his possessions. The image of the Valley of Kings, Shaveh, where Abraham brought the tithe of the best of his possessions to Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of God Most High, is the church of Christ, made up of every nation, tongue, and tribe. Songs of Solomon 2:1-2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. We see here specifically this Valley of Kings Shaveh, where the lily is present, but not just the lily. We also see other daughters that the scriptures identify as thorns. And today in the sermon of Apostle Arkady, we'll hear this, the unique and wonderful meaning, the revelation of the Holy Spirit of the about the lily, and the lily is our ability to look at the invisible and imperishable goals. Thorns themselves is to look at visible and corrupt goals, which are materialistic prosperity and our own human fame. And specifically here in the Valley of Kings, Shaveh, Abraham, according to the words of Christ, saw the day of Christ in the form of the chosen by God remnant, made up of every nation, tongue, and tribe, and he saw it and rejoiced, as it is written, John 8:56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see the day, and he saw it and was glad. When was he glad? When did he rejoice? When he began to honor God with his tithes. Then, from the king of Salem and the high priest Melchizedek, received bread and wine. He blessed him with bread and wine. And in this blessing, Melchizedek gave to Abraham, he's giving him a revelation about the body of Jesus Christ and the work of his redemption. And second, I give you the revelation about the church of Jesus Christ, which is his body. And third, this is the fact that your mortal, corrupt body will be adopted by the redemption of Christ. And in this way, Abraham saw these three revelations about the Lord Jesus Christ, his church, and his own personal mortal body, and he immediately began to search for the city that has a foundation, whose builder and maker is the Lord. Therefore, only Abraham and his descendants by faith will God lead into the inheritance of his imperishable promises in the form of the land of Canaan, representing the adoption of our body by the redemption of Christ. And right now, we will sing a song, and we will thank God that we have the great privilege to be partakers of this blessing. And the scriptures say that if you, the children of Abraham, if you are his children, you will follow the footsteps of Abraham. That is, I place my foot upon the footstep of Abraham. One of the things is he honored God, honored the person whom he considered greater than him and wiser than him, although Abraham was a patriarch and was the father of all who believe. But there was someone over him, and the someone over him was Jesus Christ, Melchizedek, or the person who represents his might, his mighty power here on earth. Let us stand up and take part and honor God with our tithes and our offerings and be clothed into our inheritance. I would like to ask you to please stretch out your hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.